Danish authorities demolish youth squat. This is breakingnewsenglish.com. The Copenhagen Youth Centre that has been at the heart of nights of street riots has been demolished. Demolition crews tore down the building that has divided Danish hearts and minds. Such is the intensity of feeling in Copenhagen, demolition crews had to wear face masks to conceal their identities as they set about bringing down what had been home to hundreds of young squatters. The squat, plastered in graffiti, had served for years as a focal point for peace activists, anarchists, and left-wing groups. The squatters considered it as free public housing, and many Copenhagen residents condoned the building being used as such. Many citizens have expressed sympathy for the squatters and believe the building added character to the area. Bus driver Magnus Johansson said it was a symbol of my city's tolerance. The building used to be a theatre before it slipped into ruin and was taken over by different elements of the city's youth. However, it was sold to a Christian group in 2001, and they had other plans for the site. A group spokesperson, Ruth Evanson, declined to elaborate on what these plans were, but said the building was a total wreck, hence the demolition. She could not have foreseen the violence that resulted from anti-terror police evicting the squatters, triggering the worst rioting Denmark has seen in years. Clashes erupted between youths and riot police, making parts of the city resemble a battle zone, with cars on fire and missiles raining down on outnumbered police. Danish authorities called in reinforcements and borrowed armoured vehicles from neighbouring Sweden to quell the violence and maintain order.